You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the question of how Amazon will deal with the rising prices of face masks due to coronavirus fears. As everyone knows, the face mask has become the iconic symbol of the coronavirus. And all kinds of strange effects of it. For example, it's been confusing Chinese facial recognition systems. But face masks are now everywhere. You see them wherever you go because people are concerned. They may not be that effective, but in any case, they are used. So naturally, prices have been going up on Amazon. And Amazon has rules about how quickly you're allowed to raise prices, right? So if the price goes up 400% in the course of a month, particularly on an essential product, Amazon can say no. And in fact, they appear to have kicked some people off the platform for raising prices on face masks too much. So lots of people don't like Amazon. My sense is that most people approve of Amazon managing the prices on its platform on face masks. It is an emergency. How can you justify raising prices that high? Here, this might be the one story where I take a more capitalist position than Amazon appears to be taking. I feel like prices should go as high as the market can bear. Because if you don't do that, suddenly you create incentives for people to hoard face masks. And if you raise prices, you create incentives for more people to manufacture face masks or to come up with alternatives to face masks or for the market to expand in interesting ways. That's how capitalism works. When there's demand, it encourages people to increase supply. Eventually, lots of other people produce face masks and the prices drop. Now, if this was an actual calamity situation and there were a certain number of people who absolutely needed face masks, yes, you can't price gouge. But in the situation we're in right now, I kind of think Amazon should just go full Bezos and let the prices be what the prices are. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.